You know, the other day I was coming back, American has brand new planes, right? So.
Oh, you've tried the new one to New York? Is it awesome?
It's the best.
Actually, I just want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
How old was the stewardess? Did they change her age from 85 to 25?
I didn't care. The business. Remember the days?
They are the fucking oldest stewardesses in the world. They are nasty. They hate their goddamn.
No.
By the way, why is every American airline, okay, because I used to be an American, you know, person who traveled, and now I'm a virgin girl. Why don't they know it's 2014, and we have downloads, and we have streaming, and
nope.
We go-go? Why are they so fucked up? Just wait.
Okay.
They have no technology.
Nope.
And no,
the
you have
plane,
to watch one movie.
The
in this,
plane?
Right,
no,
first
no,
class
no.
with everybody.
The,
one movie. One
the,
movie. That's
the
all I have.
The plane, right now,
yeah.
is superior. Business class, mm-hmm. I felt like.
How much?
It was
round
like,
trip. How much? Is it less than $4,000?
You know, I play the upgrade role.
Is it less than $4,000?
I think you can get it for...
Virgin's four.
About four, same price.
Okay.
Same price. So I play the upgrade game, so I buy it.
The only
reason
you travel is because you like the hot fudge sundae with the cookies.
Nope, they don't
That's
have
the
it
only,
anymore.
What?
They changed everything.
What's their menu?
They have an entertainment system that is fucking huge now. This bit, right?
Okay.
I watched Gravity. I watched The Counselor. I sat back. It was like an
okay,
amazing
but you understand
experience.
That on Virgin,
the
you
plane.
Can actually see someone and date them? On Virgin,
okay, so
you
here's
can actually
issue.
Connect with someone in a and send them a drink and open the conversation.
Planes
and get
are much
to know
nicer
them.
Than Virgins. I've been on.
Yeah,
been
but
on
in Virgin. Other words, Virgin is more. I think more.
We can change
up
America.
To the system. Well,
that's
I don't know.
We
you
can
have to
do.
Get rid of all the stewardesses.
Okay, we can change it.
Probably
so
you.
There's this beautiful. Yeah. So I take the early flight. I didn't want to take the early flight, but I got up. But it was like I called 24 hours in advance. All right,
whatever.
Well, can I get upgraded on blah blah blah? And so there's this beautiful woman in the airport. I'm like. There's no, I'm like, I'm in business. She's behind me. She's all mine. So I don't talk to her at the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
I smile at her. We say one or two things to each other. I get on the plane. I just kick back. I'm really feeling really super confident. You know, I said, man, I own this bitch. She's in mm-hmm. coach, right? She sits in the first seat in first class. So there's nothing you can do. And at that moment, I was just
but
like,
but in Virgin,
you know?
You would be able to contact her and send her a drink, and the stewardess would tell you, and you can actually see it on the entertainment system so that
Virgin,
you could know,
her,
and a picture can come up even.
I'll give you that much on Virgin.
Virgin is much more love-friendly.
Yes.
And by the way, the stewards and the stewardesses are adorable. They sing and dance to the opening song, which is like, you know, how you have to learn how to, you know, get the rescue equipment from up top, and you have to, you know, you're in that, what are those seats called? Where they actually, the exit row, you help everybody in the exit row. So they do this little dance, and they have a little song to it. There's so much for entertainment-friendly.
American
I could fall asleep in.
It's good, though.
Only that one plane. And they don't have planes everywhere in the United States because I got to fly to Raleigh and I got to fly to Detroit and they don't have that plane.
Well, actually, you can fly U.S. Air to them now, but you don't want to ever fly U.S. Air. Yeah, exactly. U.S. Air because they own U.S. Air.
Look, I'm going
so
to Vancouver next week into a women's speaking gig in Victoria, you know, and I'm flying Air Canada and they're very plush, too. And I just like, it's much more friendly. Americans kind of nasty. They hate their jobs there, but anyway.
They do.
So you didn't get. So did you get the girl when you landed and you got your luggage?
No,
you got your luggage.
I don't get, no, because I don't do luggage. Right.
But you should do luggage if you want to meet the girl.
I went, but she
no
had
girl is going to travel.
No, she had Karen.
Even for a weekend for Karen.
She had Karen.
And she's a fucking hooker. She's a hooker.
Bolted.
She's traveling with Karen up on top for a weekend gig to New York or L.A. She's a fucking hooker because anybody else is going to have a wardrobe. Some sugar daddy's buying her a wardrobe on 57th Street.
Never thought of her.
I am telling
her
she's a hooker.
Yep. Never thought
shouldn't
of her.
Shouldn't have picked her in the first place.
Never.
So fake tits?
Nope.
No fake tits?
Nope.
Didn't look like a stripper?
Nope.
Skinny, skanky yoga girl?
Nope.
What kind of type is it? You only like those two types.
Brunette.
Yeah.
Small breasts.
Yeah, you only like...
You know, jeans rolled
you know, I wonder about you if you're not gay because you don't like boobs. There's something normal. You're an ass guy. You know what that says.
Excuse me. Stick up for me over here. Okay?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Guys who only like ass and legs tend to switch
like
it the other
tip.
Way.
I like little tip and nipples.
Okay, like most heterosexual, lovely men who are normal and nice, like big chests.
Guys who had wonderful, loving mothers, which we absolutely did not.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry if you were not, you know, weaned, but basically, you know, it's not normal. Come on,
you know,
come on.
The place, okay. I mean,
it's not like you're going for, it's not like you're going for, you know, Kim Kardashian or Beyonce or J-Lo ass.
I will.
You want like you want. You know what you really want is a bag of bones. Let's be honest.
Okay. No, like
yeah.
The last one.
Yeah,
bag
it's
of bones?
The Walking Dead. The bag of bones. You like a girl who's so skinny that you know her skin doesn't spring back because there's no skin.
That's good.
I know
skinny,
you
okay?
Like the back of my hand. So don't play games with me. I know what you like. I know what you like.
I do.
You like a ruler body.
A ruler body.
Straight
right.
Down, like we're talking Gumby.
No, I like them short, so the Gumbies aren't short.
Sure. A spinner gumby. You happy
spinner
now?
Gumby. I like spinner, spinner gumby. Gumby. I like spinner gumby.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I do, but I do like tits sometimes. It just depends on,
okay,
on,
but like,
you know,
think
on
about,
who has the tits.
But let's think about, like, okay, so you're searching for the one, and you got this prototype, and God gives you the perfect girl emotionally, intellectually, and even, and you're even sexually attracted, but she does not fall into your wheelhouse of the one's looks. What do you do then?
I wouldn't have been, I would have... No. I'm going to answer that one. I was thinking about that one for a second. Okay.
Why do you care what she looks like if you feel chemistry?
Right.
Like, think of Jack Black and Shallow.
I would think, I
and Shallow, think of Jack.
Redheads. You're so full of shit.
Jack Black and Shallow Hal. He only saw what he saw. He didn't know Gwyneth Paltrow was a fatty. Okay? So he immediately falls in love with her because, you know, what's the guru guy? What's his name?
Tony Robbins.
Yep. You know, set his head straight. So now he sees this girl, and everyone's like, what are you, fucking nuts? He didn't care what anyone else thought. I think you need to turn your head around and start thinking like that. Because
you have a prototype.
Yeah, we have to do a little mantra, you know, American Indian kind of like, I'd say witchcraft Wicca on you. Because you need like two types of religion to get that thing going. Because your brain is so set on skinny skank. Let's be real.
Ooh, skinny skank.
You like skinny skank.
No, but there was a woman at the gym the other day who had a big ass, like a J-Lo ass.
And you
liked
her?
Loved her. Big, you know, blonde, beautiful. We flirted.
Maybe it's because you haven't gotten laid in a while.
I did. I got laid a couple weeks ago.
Really? You did a...
I did. I had to.
You did a wine and dine and dashed?
No, it wasn't even wine, dine, and dash. It was a delivery.
You would delete a delivery?
I had a delivery.
And what happened to the girl? What did she think? Are you still seeing her?
No, you want to hear this one? This is a great story. So she comes over to my house. Brett knows this story. She comes over to my house. We're doing a little...
We're recording this, right?
Yes, we're doing... Okay, yeah. This is the love report this week, guys. Okay.
By the way, this is the love report. Yeah. We're kind of trashed. We're kind of like... Are you one of those people that are totally overlooking, totally overdating, so sick of trying to find the one, you wonder why God has cursed you? This is your session. Go.
Yeah, this is... Okay, so... I did a boot camp for the guys and had a couple of women come over and threw a cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
So this one woman came over and we're talking and all of a sudden she's flirting with me. Then the next thing you know, everybody leaves the house, right?
Okay.
And she comes back in. And I'm just like, all right, this is interesting. So we start talking and I look at her and I said, look, I really don't want a relationship, which I'm not really looking for a relationship.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
So then she looks at me and she goes, oh, you always say that, right? Blah, 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 right?
You know, wait, take a step off. If a guy says he's not looking for a relationship, he's not looking for a relationship. If a guy says he's looking for a relationship, it generally means that you're the prototype of the one he wants to spend time with.
Yes.
So you were trying to tell her, I will fuck you, but I will never see you again.
Exactly.
That was the code word.
Exactly. And then,
Thank you. I deciphered the code.
Then, okay, you got even better. Mm-hmm. So then she like looks at me and, you know, and we're talking and flirting. And I said, look, I said, I'm not having any more kids. I said, I got a vasectomy. You know, she wants kids. Oh, you can always get reversed. I'm thinking like, okay, what story are you creating in your head right now? Because you're freaking me out, right?
Right, because she's not listening to what you're saying. And she's totally taking the road of her choice.
Yes.
And thinking she's going to drag you and change you on the road.
Yes.
By the way men come are the way the men stay. They don't change. I see women change more than men, by the way. I have to say that. I've seen statistics where women have changed more. It's technically not sound to try to change your mate or the significant other or anybody you're dating. But women have changed more for men than men have changed for women. Anyway, keep going.
So I look at her, and at that point I decided I'm going to escort her out because it's like I really don't want this to go anymore. So I look at her and say, it's getting really late. Take you to the elevator. So she gets to the elevator, and she gives me, you know.
She popped you the Lexus? No.
She gets to the elevator. I'm like walking my door. I turn around. She's like, you know, doing the fuck me pose.
How many drinks have
and
you
I'm
had
like,
at this point?
None.
How many
has
she had?
I had a glass of wine or two.
Okay, so she's got her flirt on.
She's got her flirt on, right?
And she's practically taken off her panties.
Basically, and I'm like, ah, damn it, I've been late. I've been on this hiatus for a couple of months.
You've been a monk.
I've been a monk,
you've
right?
been a spiritual monk trying
yes.
to find God. And
yes.
God has not shown up.
Yes, so, God hasn't shown up. And
so you're
like,
fuck this shit, I'm going through the devil lane.
Yeah, that's what
right?
I did. So
you're
going
to take the devil's
so,
side.
So I wave goodbye to her one more time. I shut the door to my house. I count to two. And I'm like, she's still there. I can fucking feel it. I open the door to my house. And there she is still posing by the elevator. I'm like, God damn it. So I go and I fucking throw her up against the elevator and I start fucking around.
And now she's going to fall in love with you because you gave her an orgasm, right?
Yeah.
And now what happened? How many times has she called you since?
We emailed and...
And are you going to use her as backup or are you going to let her know that you're
not... No, I let her know right off the bat. And we're just...
You're not the one?
Yep.
So think this. Picture this, girls. You've now slept with a guy you've got a total crush on. You think he sort of likes you. And he's just playing a game because he's, you know, he's saying he's not interested in a relationship. But you vibe feeling know how that he's going to change. he sleeps with you. And then the next morning he tells you, you're not the one, I'm never sleeping with you again. And you are a date fucking coach!
No, I didn't tell her I was sleeping with
you. You know what? Karma's gonna be your bitch this week.
I didn't fucking tell her. I didn't tell her that.
Like, can you imagine her waking up in the morning going, I had this great sex. I had an amazing orgasm. We connected. You know, we were flirting with each other. We were bantering. It was so sexual.
I reestablished that we are not going to have a relationship.
I never had another relationship with you. Are you going to sleep with her again?
No.
What's her name?
No name.
What's her name?
No name.
What's her name?
No name.
Brett, what's her name? Okay, all right, listen, girl who slept with David, okay, he's not going to sleep with you again.
No, she knows. We went back and forth via email and, like, you know, like, we...
The fact that she went back and forth is, like, sick and twisted, and the fact that you slept with her knowing her vulnerability is even more insane. Do you not fuck... How old are you now? 51? You don't fucking think yet? The penis does the picking!
The penis hasn't done the picking in so fucking long.
So the penis needed...
That the penis looked at my head and said, asshole up there, I need to get laid.
Yeah, but
it's like, finally the penis gave in.
The penis took over with... Like, the penis said, I am so sick of your brain running the show. Okay?
Am I shut down?
Yeah, and so guess what? I'm taking over. And the brain left the building and the penis took over. Oh, that's what basically happened. And this is what happens, women. They definitely don't have any brains.
Yeah, and I don't ever look at penis.
And I thought for sure she was going to pop you like a little ecstasy and give you In Search of God drugs or something.
No.
Yeah, because lately you've been in search of God. What is the meaning of life? I am creating the perfect relationship for me and my daughter. I'm going to take my time and just find myself and travel. Yeah, and meanwhile, one hot chick comes in and shows her your ass and you're in.
Yeah.
You're right. That's it. That's all it took. That's all it fucking took.
I got weak.
With all those programs and all the books you're reading and all the television you're watching.
I had a weak moment. Okay. I did. It was just one weak moment.
What happens if you're in a relationship and you really want a weak moment? Like, you want to just, like, I saw someone recently. I was like, wow. You know what happens when the ex-boyfriends circle you and you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they smell good.
Yeah, and they smell good. It's the smell. David smells so good. David smells. I mean, the reason I'm with David is because he smells like... Oh my God, it's just, I want to fucking lick the shit off of him. I'm just like in love with the way he smells. He got me at smell. I'm convinced of this. Because other stuff doesn't work. We're so, like, this week has been so hard for us. We are so opposite. He's morning, I'm night. Okay? I'm total touchy, affectionate. He's cold and indifferent until he decides he wants you. We are completely opposite. So I said, great, let's take the book, Languages of Love. Let's learn our languages. You know, I'm gifts. Yeah, I'm gifts. We took it again. I'm gifts. And which he thinks is like, how callous of you to be gifts. Well, that's the way I was raised. My dad gave me a present when he wanted to make up to me. Okay? The second thing is, I'm completely touched. If you do not fuck me, kiss me, love me all over, I think you're not interested. Hits are words of affirmation. You're beautiful, you're handsome, I love you. And then his is time. Like, all the time in the world I give him. I said, okay, so now that we know each other's thing, I give you time, I give you words of affirmation, when does it become my turn? Seriously, we're in therapy with Dr. V. Okay, who's
that?
Where she's she had a show on Bravo, and she's actually, we're in therapy on the show, and I said to her, all she cares about is your feelings. I am so sick of the feelings. What about what's right? What's normal? Why does it always have to be, how do you feel? How do you feel? Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, the California boys, they feel way too fucking much. I mean, there is so much estrogen in that water, I cannot tell you. I think it's even out in the surf when they're surfing. I mean, they're like, meanwhile, I'm like, let's focus. Let's get this done. Let's go here. Let's finish that. Let's move here. Let's make arrangements. Let's do whatever. And he's like, wah, 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 like a cat.
He grew up here.
He grew up in San... Oh, he took me home.
You went home?
Yeah. Oh, this is an interesting story. So David hasn't talked to his mother. His David doesn't talk to his mother in 2 years. You know, they had a phone.
I remember why.
And he was rightfully right. Because when I went to Pat Allen training, Dr. Pat Allen wrote the book, Getting to I Do. She said in the book, if someone's toxic in your life, even if it's a relative, get rid of it because it's blocking you from the flow of prosperity. And it really did block me with my parents were fucked up. I mean, I was adopted. I couldn't find my biological parents because my mother wouldn't give me the information, which she knew. You know, crazy as crap. My mother smoked, died of cancer, lung cancer. My dad was an alcoholic. You know, they weren't the most sanest people. My grandparents, on the other hand, were like the salt of the earth. You know, married forever since they were like in their 20s and the love of each other's life. So I've seen both sides of the coin. All right. So David's mother, attractive woman, blonde, actually looks like his daughter to a T. We go up to Santa Maria. She was a home ec teacher. So she cooked like no tomorrow. And basically, it's a small little, you know, blue collar town right by right by, what's that place called? San Luis Obispo, where they have Hearst Castle.
That's beautiful.
So it's drop, it's farm country, it's cows everywhere, it's strawberries, it's blueberries, it's wine up in Palos Robles, it's on the water of Avila Beach, you know, and we went to Pismo, it's that whole area. And it's just clean, nice town, small
nice
town.
People.
Nice small town to raise your kid in. So they live in a nice, you know, like house like this. And he's like complaining, oh, it's terrible, it was a blue collar town, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so? So you lived in Blue Collar Town. Who cares? How much love did you have? And so he was very nervous about taking me back. And finally the door opened. She couldn't be more lovelier. I know his brother and his sister-in-law, and they just had a baby, and they have one baby before who's the most adorable little children. And we had this nice, and you could see David, like, afraid to get open. But the mother, like me, Chatty Cathy. So there's no way you can't get around a woman who talks and loves you and cooks for you and da-da. So I was hoping after this experience, you know, they'll have start having relationships. But I'm very much like his mother.
Interesting, right?
I can cook.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that
I'm
interesting a, when
but
you
I'm not
see
blonde.
That?
And all the girl, all the women he dated were blonde. So he
really?
Said, I'm switching the brunette thing because he broke up with two big loves of his life, his ex-wife and his girlfriend before me. And I guess he's changed. And then he said, he'd bought everyone breasts. They were all flat-chested. And David is obsessed with breasts. And my breasts keep growing big because of premenopause. And I'm really uncomfortable. And I've had two breast reductions. And for some reason, the fat goes there. I don't know why. And I said, God, I really want another one. I want to, you know, reduce it, go down to a B. And he's like, no. I'll leave you. I go, well, then how about getting me a breast reduction with an implant so I can lift it like the shelf, like everybody else, because it looks better on camera. And he goes, no, because every time I've gotten someone in breast surgery, they've left me.
Every time?
And so he's like,
he's
no.
A good buyer.
Right. And he always buys them Rolex watches, so he won't buy me Rolex, only buy me a Cartier. It's like really funny. He's got these little
business.
He's a boob buyer. He loves to buy the boobs, but he loves boobs. Loves them. And it was just really understanding that every person you meet has shit in their life, in their relationships with their parents, their kids, relatives, you know, best friends. Everyone's got something. I've never met someone who walked in my life and said, my parents are amazing. My brother's amazing. My sister's amazing. He's always like, yeah, my brothers are great, but my father's a fuck up. My sister's phenomenal, but my brother's an asshole. You know, like nobody has a perfect unscathed life. And none of the celebrities do either, because I meet them all the time and they just pump and dump on me, you know?
Well, I'll tell you about that, okay? I got a question for you.
Okay.
Which you're absolutely going to love. I got a woman who... needs coaching desperately, wouldn't go buy the coaching, but she says to me, mm-hmm. If you have any pull with Patty, you'll do this for me.
What is it?
You know, it's like, she's just like, she's out of her mind, okay? I'm going to read it to you right now.
Okay.
She's got a viewpoint, mm-hmm. okay, of, let me find her. I'm not going
to
tell you.
And by the way, with David, just to be like clear about this, we are very different. He was taking me away for that weekend. We went everywhere. Stayed in a beautiful little place called Avila Beach Inn. Gorgeous. And he goes, I said, so all my friends go, did you get tickets to Hearst Castle? He goes, I fucking grew up there. What are you talking about? I can get tickets. We waited to the last minute. We get there, the cars and the buses around the block. They must have recognized me because they put me to the front of the line and gave me great tickets. But what was really funny is that I would have planned this 3 months ago. Every little nook and cranny would have been, you know, reservations, everything. And he'll wait till the last minute. That's what I mean. He's very different than me.
Different.
Is that the East Coast thing that we plan?
Yeah.
I'm a planner. Total planner.
Yeah,
and and it irritates me when people don't plan.
Yeah, I'm not a planner. I just need to get things done.
You know what somebody said
to me? I'm like 100 miles an hour.
You know what someone said to me this weekend before you get to the question? Someone said, tweet this out. It was my showrunner on my show, Tracy Mazur. And she said, you get the love you think you deserve. And a light bulb went off, and I thought, oh, my God, I never thought I deserved love. Having an alcoholic father, being adopted, you know, always running after the guy who didn't want me. I chased a lot of men before.
That's how you save a few to find other people love.
Yeah, and so isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Because innately, this is not externally. This is like innately. What do you think you deserve? If George Clooney were to fall into your life, would you think you deserved him?
Most people don't.
If Sandra Bullock jumped into your life, would you think you deserved her?
How often?
No.
How often? This is very
not funny. Realizing that they're just people.
I tell people this all the time. You meet somebody you have unbelievable chemistry with, unbelievable connection with. You text them, and then you text each other back a few times, and just it fades because one of you doesn't think you deserve it.
Right.
You know, and that happens all the time. They're not playing a game with you. They deep down internally feel like they don't deserve.
Well, no. Well, here what happens. This is before you get to the question. So here's what happens. You have a wish list of all the things you want. He has a wish list of all the things you want. And then basically you go to dinner, you have great cocktails, you close the restaurant down, you make the mad, passionate, long-ass kiss, and then you wait for the call. And the call doesn't come. You might bump into him at a cocktail party or see him on Facebook, or he might tell a friend what happened. And happened is this. His wish list and your wish list did not match up. And usually if you're a girl who makes money and is successful and wants nice things and he doesn't have money, he's going to think, oh my gosh, she's too expensive. I'll never be able to live up to her standard of living. So therefore, even though I had the best time of my life, everything matched up, I won't call her. Because he's a pussy.
People eject before they eject. Okay, this is brilliant.
It's really true.
So this woman just said, David, I just saw Patty's Millionaire Matchmaker episode and saw that she was trying to set Jeff Ogden up for a date.
Oh, that was last night.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. This is an example of why I do not trust these kinds of relationship services work, because Jeff is from Austin. I'm from Austin. I have everything to offer, outer and inner beauty, very well educated and established, kind and loving, and desperately looking for that one in a million, and certainly not a profile that is one to be thrown in the junk package. And I was not even considered. I'm just very frustrated because Jeff was completely my kind, and in Austin, what could have been a more perfect fit? I'm not saying he would have been attracted towards me, but I feel confident because there's not been a man that has not liked me and wanted more. Maybe Jeff would be different, but I wish I would have been considered and given at least a chance. I know all the women that were on the show and do still consider I would have had completely stood out in every way. These kinds of things just make me lose trust that such help actually works. Best.
Okay, so first of all, the show is filmed in Los Angeles. Second of all, if you'd like to be considered for Millionaire Matchmaker Season 8, all you got to do is write to bravotv.com, or you can shoot me an email at info@millionairesclub123.com. There's an S in Millionaires Club. Second of all, when Jeff came to LA to be on the show, we only gave him girls from Los Angeles that actually called our casting agents and said, we'd like to be fixed up. Now, when a girl registers with the club, they don't know who we're going to fix them up with, because remember, they're not the client, okay, unless they're the millionaires. In this case, this woman, A, number one, Jeff didn't cross his path because Jeff is a gym rat. Jeff goes home after working out in the gym all day because he owns a fitness facility and probably goes to sleep at 8:30, 9 o'clock, wakes up at 4:30 in the morning to open the gym. You know, he's a regular Joe. Just because he played in the NFL doesn't mean he doesn't own two businesses in Austin. And probably doesn't go out trolling through the streets of Austin or the bars. He probably only meets the same people over and over again. And not to mention the fact, if you read what Jeff's problem was, is he was a cliff diver. So the first thing he did is jump off the cliff into the first relationship he sees, which means he doesn't really have time to date.
Go deep. This is what I...
Yeah, but no, let's go deep on her. She's got a lot of anger and bitterness. So here's the thing. I don't trust relationship services. Has she ever emailed me to join my club?
Oh, she said she's part of your club.
Okay, so she's part of my club. That does... Okay, so...
She doesn't want to pay for it. She doesn't want to pay
anybody.
No,
that's right.
She doesn't want to pay for coaching, which she desperately needs.
She desperately needs coaching. First of all, she's part of my club. On my club side. She's not part of my television club.
Yep.
That show is a TV show. 90% of my clients are not on camera. And most of the clients are casted by Bravo. They have to go through major background checks, major screening. We have to make sure they're right for TV. Just because you're a millionaire doesn't mean you get on. You might be a boob tube. Look at Joe Robbie, that fucking idiot who was on three weeks ago. But the bottom line is, I don't put people on the show unless they request to be. So, otherwise, why don't you just get out of your own fucking way, get rid of your fucking anger, and shake your life up and do something like getting David as a fucking coach, and then telling me you want to be fixed up with someone like him who's on camera.
Here's what my reaction to her is. My coach wrote back this great email, right? Sister, he says, you know, because the other day I was watching an old episode of Friends, and I thought to myself, God, Jennifer Aniston and I should be together. That's right, Jennifer Aniston and I. He said to her, he goes, reality. It's like you have this fantasy of somebody you don't even know, but you think could be a perfect
right.
match.
And you
it's
don't
like
know, and by the way, you don't know anything about this person.
No,
Jeff
nothing.
Jeff was not dating for the last year and a half because he kept marrying people over and over again. He took a break, and he decided to focus on his, he owns two gyms in Austin. He decided to focus on his business. He had his pension from the NFL, and he was reshuffling the deck because he's in his 30s. So he's reshuffling the deck, trying to figure out where he is. He's been married. He has a kid. And it's like, okay, so the lights go out. He's got to, find his little place in the sun. And he's not worried about a girl like her. Because if she's not willing to go to coffee where he is and meet her and he can wink or smile. By the way, 5-second flirt. You're not allowed to talk. He who speaks male is the first one. Excuse me. He who speaks first is male. So therefore, he would have to initiate to her. And she might be standing at the Starbucks. And he's not interested. But the point of the story is, like, the anger, the way
her anger's unreal.
What she's saying about, this is the reason, the main thing I got out of this is the reason I don't join relationship clubs. A, you didn't pay me a dollar. I don't know you shit. And this is the real Patty talking. When I feel a person's right with another person, I'll fix you up. Jeff was a client for the show. He wasn't my true client inside. He didn't pay me any money to do this.
It's a
show client. So the bottom line is, who cares about her? Go back to your little hole and be angry and scratch your eyes at it. I don't really care. But I don't have time with people like her who are not appreciative of life and are open to meeting new people and thank people and then do the work. Doing the work is the key.
She won't do the work.
Yeah, and no one's going to give you anything. You're going to stay in your little ivory tower and grow old till you're 90.
That's
seriously.
Exactly right.
And that's like, look, what do I say? If you watch the episode with Stefan, who is Top Chef Stefan, I said to him, you think you've got all the time in the world. You're not cute. I don't give a shit that you're a chef. You're fucking cheap. You're fun fucking Finland. You basically made a fire on a beach as a goddamn date when you're a top chef. Well, you could have taken someone to your restaurant and really rolled out the red carpet. And he thinks he has all the time in the world. And I brought these two little old kooks. And I said to him, tell him about how your life is miserable. One, his kidneys weren't working and he had a little walker.
I saw that.
The other one was saying, like, you know, his wife died too young and he just wouldn't give someone a chance. And the other one saying, you know, he was a fucking asshole to women. And they ended up in the nursing home together. And that's where you're going to land. Good luck to this woman. Enjoy the nursing home because that's all you're headed for.
Oh, yeah. She's so full of ego.
Yeah.
So full of ego. My coach called her and told her exactly why she needed a coach. He called her out on her crap. And then she's just like, if it was a guarantee.
Okay, let's talk about that. So, the leads came in last week. The leads are when people come in and want to join my club. And 90% of them last week were women. Women. They were all in their 40s and 50s. They were all bitter and miserable. They all claimed to be millionaires. But when it came to paying me for my fees, which, by the way, they knew the price, they played a game with all my staff and we worked a week off tireless to get the men through my other division, which is Melody, Pretty People. That's the women's division. And Melody called me up and she's like, I'm not taking one of these clients on. They just jerked us around. I don't even think they really want a date. And so when we said, I'm sorry, the service isn't right for you. If we can refer you somewhere else, we will. They got nasty on us. They paid me a fucking dollar. I spent the whole fucking week finding men, setting up their dates for them, arranging for the dates to take them to their favorite restaurant, because I always find out like what your favorite food is, what your favorite restaurant is, really making ambiance for them. And they were bitter and they didn't pay me a dollar. And that's why I don't do women. That's the real reason. I do men. My job is to do men. I have another division that does women and I have another division that does the gay division because they're gay, the couple that do that. And I said, I don't have time for this. All she wants to do is write letters and be bitter.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
not doing any. The energy that she spent writing that letter, she could have spent getting the right guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they don't understand. And I've had to do so much work. I've joined other dating services before, private and online.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
that I met my boyfriend from Plenty of Fish, so you know that I've used the services. I've also done relationship counseling. I've gone to Pat Allen on numerous occasions. She was my major.
You've done crystal healing.
Right. I've done crystal healing. I've done every metaphysical principle of law of attraction.
Spent
I've taught
money
seminars.
On astrologers.
I've bought
oh,
a
yeah.
million books, a million DVDs. I've traveled around the world from here to fucking to Sedona to fucking Canada to Mexico to find, you know, in search of the perfect how to bring the soulmate into your life. And I have done more work than Carter has pills. And the bottom line is she hasn't done anything.
Nothing.
So she expects the gods are just going to give this woman, this bitter woman,
she thinks she's one in a
the
million.
Gold.
She thinks she's one in a million. When actually, she's actually so calm in her anger, her pissed off, she won't do any work on herself. She's actually having a romance right now, fake romance with somebody. She lives in, I think, Austin, New York City. She's having an email romance with somebody who lives in Denver.
Okay, so my favorite...
One of those things. Long distance.
My favorite thing is when you have this romance online, through email, through Facebook, through
never
Twitter,
meeting, never talking.
Never meeting, and you believe this person's in love with you because all they do is email and tweet and text and whatever. You're insane. It's catfish 101. This is not real. Even if the guy looks exactly like his profile, bless you, even if the guy looks exactly like his profile, he has never made an attempt to physically see you in person.
No.
It's called a phantom. And if you want to go down crazy lane, you're going to end up in the institution. You know, Bellevue will take you in New York. I'm sure they've got a bed for you there. Seriously. I don't know what people are thinking. But I don't have time for women. Look, women get it straight. It's harder for you to find a man. Yeah, I've said it. It's on the record. Because there are more women in the United States than there are men. That's a census thing. But that doesn't mean you can't find the one because all it takes is one and done, as my mother would say. One and done!
And
all you need is the tools to finding the kingdom. Once you find the kingdom, there's the king.
On that note, Every week, love report, either video or audio.
Yeah.
Thanks, Patty.
You're welcome.